Hello and welcome to the 30th edition of the Mechhead Podcast. As always, I'm your host Sam. Wow, 30. We're really getting to the big numbers now, aren't we? Well, this week, as I had said last podcast, was my spring break. I had an okay week, spent 2 full days working, but I made a lot of money, which will go to new books. So next week, or sometime soon, expect to see either the new building rule book. I'm definitely planning on getting that PDF, and either Davian TR, the Handbook House Davian, or the Support Vehicle TRO, one of those two. Also, these books are pretty expensive. And also, if anyone's going to Mid-South Con, it is in the Mid-South area, you probably could have guessed, it is coming up in mid to late March. Please send me an email. We can hang out together, because I will definitely be attending. I will not be one of the people presenting anything or having a booth. I will be there just being a regular person trying out Battletech. So, yeah. This mech of the week is the Blood Asp, which is the Kingfisher Evolved. It's what happens when you put an XL engine into the Kingfisher. To claim to use money, this thing would not be used very much. 30 million Seabulls. So if somebody tries to use like 30 of these against you, or 10 in one unit, tell them you can't do that. Because literally, if it costs 30 million, they're not going to have many of these. Like, that's okay if, say, somebody else that had only, say, 73 battle value. Of course, you got a ton of them, but not this thing. He's by the Star Adders, Blood Spirit, and Cloud Cobra. It's 90 tons. 6-4 with Indo, Steel, and XL engine with 16 tons of armor. Sounds pretty good. Its prime is 2 Gauss rifles, but, that sounds good, but it only has 16 shots in total. So it's 8 shots each, so that's not too good. But luckily, its close range firepower is really good. 4 heavy medium lasers, 2 medium pulse lasers, and a Streetcaster M6 gives it very good close range firepower. The A is kind of like the Warhawk. I believe it's B or C, with 2 ERPPCs, 2 heavy large lasers, a targeting computer. But what the Warhawk doesn't have, and what you get with the extra 10 tons, I believe, is an ECM suite and jump jet, so this is one of the rare clan mechs to be jump capable. The B variant has 4 medium pulse lasers for close range combat, long range it excels, with a Gauss rifle with 24 shots. That is a ton of ammo. And 2 LM20s with Artemis with 24 shots also, and an ECM suite. The best thing about this, that y'all probably know that I'm a stickler for heat, and every other variant of this design overheats from a little to a lot. And this one, no heat. You don't have to worry about it. You just fire all you want and run as fast as you can until you get an engine crit or lose a heat sink. You won't have to worry about heat. Pretty sweet, huh? On the C variant, is also really, really good. 2 Ultra Cannon 10s with 20 shots each isn't too bad. That's 10 shots for each total on full Ultra mode. That's better than some designs. LBX-20AC gives you really powerful close range attack. And it's got 2 tons of ammo, so you can do cluster shots. And a token ER large laser rounds out the design, giving it good long range firepower. And D is a very strange design. 2 ER large lasers and 2 heavy mediums inset like the Timberwolf Mad Cat in the arms. Also has a Gauss rifle. And here's the weird part. 3 Ultra Arcane 2s make this thing a very, very annoying plinker. But I've heard it's a really good design. So overall, if you got the money, and you're a Star Adder, Blood Spirit, Cloud Cobra, this is a good mech. Good top-of-line design, a few odd variants that need some work, but I'd say it's pretty darn good. And with the XL, it uses it very effectively. Now on, it's one of the few designs to not mount any weapons. The Vehicle of the Week, the Sprint Scout VTOL, or VTOL. It comes out of Tiro 3058, it's only 10 tons, but it can go 1320. It mounts TAG and Beagle Active Probe Standard, but it only has 1 ton of ferrofibrous armor, so That's always not too good, but if you're playing double blind missions where Beagle Active Probe is actually, or Hidden Units, where the Beagle Active Probe is actually useful, then it's very good. You wouldn't really want to switch out Guardian, because that would be okay. And one variant used by the Word of Blake, Comstar, places all the Tag and Beagle Active Probe with the C3I, which is pretty good. The other variants place a Tag for Medium Laser, another one, a C3 Slave, better, and the last with a 2.5-ton cargo bay. And the best thing about this thing is that it is really, really cheap. 73 battle value. So if you want to, you could have, like, a regiment of these up against the clans. Like, a star on, you know, whatever, 10,000 battle value. You could have, like, 800 of these things just with all the medium lasers. And another cool thing you could try, is a bunch of rocket launchers. Now, that would be fun, just having rocket launchers and then charge into the mechs or something. It's a good design. If you need the Tag and you want the Beagle Active Probe, it's good. But if not, you know, don't use it. But it's still an interesting design. It's good to see something that doesn't have any guns on it. Now, Air Tech of the Week is the Mule class dropship. This thing is pretty much the generic dropship. If you were in Battletech Universe and you saw a dropship and it was non-military, odds were it'd be a Mule. This thing is not heavily armed, it's not heavily armored, but it carries a ton of cargo, and if you want any campaign, you're going to need this thing. It carries enough cargo, I think, for, let's see, about 60-something mechs or 120 light vehicles and, you know, somewhere like 70 heavy vehicles, so just in transport power alone, this thing is good. You may have to wait for a second round, you have to do all the fighting in the landing zones and everything, but this thing you need to have, or else you won't have the ammo for your mechs, fuel for your fighters, etc., etc. So, you may not really think of it much often, it's just a generic, you know, dropship, but it is needed. That's not too bad design. Also, people have, the Word of Blake and other groups have been turning them into Q ships, upgrading the armor and the weapons, and giving them pocket warship weapons with missiles, well, naval missiles, which are surprisingly available for dropships. I really don't know why they did that, but they did. The powers that be, I mean, did. So, it's not that bad, you know, but don't expect this thing to actually be in any fights. Maybe a couple pirates it can be taken from, but not much else. But you could mod it to be better, but, that's you. Our design concept for this week is the close-range brawler. Tonnage? Let's see. The only place I haven't seen a close-range brawler, well, light mechs, since most of the weapons are short-range anyway, it's pretty much forced to be that, but they can't really be a good brawler because they don't have the weight to mount heavy weapons. Speeds, let's see, some of them are slow, like 4-6, that's the mean to just go into straight urban combat. Some of them are faster, close with their big guns, like the Blitzkrieg. Main guns, all types of AC-20s, hatchets and swords are used, large packs of SRM-6s, large pulse lasers, bevies of medium lasers. Nowadays, let's see, you've got you could use MRMs, you could use a heavy Gauss, it's, you know, all the really, really big guns, except for the Gauss rifle. Backup weapons, let's see, you got SRMs, you could use small LRM packs on some designs such as the Blood Asp C. You might find a token ER large laser or ER PPC. Flamers and MGs are now supposedly much more useful due to different infantry rules, and they do much more damage, so that's much better. And you might find medium and small lasers on mechs. Armor. These things need heavy armor for their size to be able to stay in there with mechs heavier than their own, like an urban mech, hunchback. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Extras. Guardian in ECM is always good to help you weather the fire and break up C3 or C3Is. Beagle Active Probe is good if you're playing versus people who like to hide units. Anti-missile systems are actually getting much better because now instead of just having 12 shots, you can still use it all one round, you have one shot per round. So pretty useful. You pay stuff, you know, it won't destroy all the Missile this time, just most of them or some of them, but hey, I like the trade off. See, targeting computer is also good because then you can hit better. Triple Sig Moimer is good. And here are some good and bad, well, slash mediocre examples. Good examples are the Commando, the Kodiak, the Arctic Wolf, Sagittaire. Actually, I really didn't go for Omnimax because most Omnimax do have a close range combat one. I just, most of them are pretty good. Some bad mediocre examples. The Hatchetman is okay. And also, for a good example, the Hunchback is good. The Hunchback IC, Hunchback 2C, sorry about that. It may look good in the beginning, but its base configuration is just awful. And now on to Mechhead Labs. Beerunner, longtime listeners may remember him, that he let me talk about some of his designs. He says he had some new designs coming out soon, so get ready for that. And also, if you've looked on the blog recently, there is a new Lego mech out. You can find links to it on the pictures page. I thought I did a pretty good job on it. I worked out the stats. It's 60 tons, 4-6 with Indo steel and 11 tons of armor and case on both side torsos. It mounts 2 LRM-10s with Artemis, 2 standard medium lasers, 4 MGs, and a very low-mounted standard large laser. So, technically, this thing could be good level 1 and level 2, but I am having a contest for its name because I cannot think of a name. So, send your ideas for its name to MechEADpodcast@yahoo.com. You have 2 weeks to send it in, so come up with the idea, email it to me, and whatever one I like best will be announced in 2 weeks. And we have another thing coming up. Well, not coming up, just now. The Mechhead Puzzler / Quiz. I got this idea from Car Talk on NPR. Basically what it is that they have a question, and then for 1 week, and then people have a week to solve it and come up with the answer. And they tell the answer in the week. And so, the question is, in what novel did Victor Steiner Davian almost get killed by an errant golf slug? And I know that in pretty much every battle he fights, he gets shot at by golf slugs. This is one that is clearly put in the text. And I will tell the answer next week, and if anyone sent any emails with the correct answer, I will choose a random person for having the correct answer. And as again, send your answer to MechEADpodcast@yahoo.com. That is MechEADpodcast@yahoo.com. And you have until the 17th to send in your answers. Well, everybody, thanks for listening to the show. Check out the blog. It's got a lot of stuff on it. I'm updating it fairly often, so there's almost always new stuff. Whenever I get updates, that's where they go. Check out the forums. There's a good amount of people on there, a lot of posting, but I'd like to see a bit more. Send me an email, comment, suggestion, feedback. And well, may all your hits be crits. Bye, everybody. And remember, if you're going to miss ElfCon, send me an email. Bye. Number 30 already? Wow. This is really getting better. Just think about what happens when we get to 100. Won't that be a lot of mech heads? Yes, it will. Bye, everybody.